Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, September 16th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got some interesting SNMP messages to talk about today. Those looked at first like a denial of service attack. What we have seen in the past, for example, was that SNMP was used to amplify traffic. And in this case, the source appeared spoofed. It was 8.8.8.8, which is one of Google's public recursive name servers. And as such, of course, a little bit a target of denial of service attacks. However, once we got full packets and looked at these messages closer, they didn't really look like a denial of service against Google anymore. Instead, they looked more like a denial of service against routers that may be vulnerable to this particular SNMP message. The message, and by the way, SNMP stands for Simple Network Management Protocol, used a misconfiguration that is sometimes found in routers that understand these messages, and that's a well-known default password of private. Similar to the default read community string, which is usually public, private is frequently used as the default read write string. So with that, an attacker could change the configurations of a device. In this particular case, two configurations were changed. The first configuration set the default TTL of the device to 1. Now, what this means is that all packets being sent by the device start out with a TTL of 1, which essentially prevents the device from sending any data across a network with a router. So you can only access, for example, an HTTP admin interface from the same network the router is connected to. The second command does turn off all routing, so with that the router will stop just what it's designed to do. Routing and the network connected to it will be isolated from the internet. So this really looks like sort of a mercy killing where someone is trying to turn off essentially routers that are badly configured like this. I'm not aware of any sort of current mainstream configuration that would come with this enabled by default, but then again, there are lots of routers out there, and some of them indeed may enable the community string of private by default for read-write access, allowing this configuration command to succeed. If you have any more details, if you know of any routers that are actually vulnerable, sort of out of the box or close to out of the box to this attack, let us know. From what we can tell so far, this attack really enumerates one IP after another. So this could be an internet-wide scan by one of the vulnerability testing sites. But then again, given that the vulnerability is probably not very common, this could also be just a troll seeing what will happen if he scans the internet for this particular vulnerability. And the Android browser on Android 4.3 and earlier suffers from a pretty easy to exploit same origin policy issue. Same origin policy is intended to basically keep separate websites apart, so one website cannot read the content of another website. In this case, all you have to do is add a null byte as you open up the second website, and then the first website thinks the second website is same origin and it is able to read content, for example, from an iframe that is included. The problem here is that this will undermine most cross-site request forging protections, and as a result, the attacker would be able to submit forms on behalf of a user who is logged into the second website. 4.4 doesn't appear to be vulnerable, at least at this point. I haven't seen any evidence for that. There is a Metasploit module available that makes exploiting this problem pretty easy, but even the proof of concept exploit that was published is very obvious and easily extensible. And then we got yet another device that's hackable. In this case, it's the Canon PIXMA printer. This printer does allow, via a simple cross-site request forging vulnerability, to trigger a firmware update. So a user on the network the printer is located would visit a malicious website, which will then trigger the firmware update. And in this proof of concept, the attacker was able to actually install the game Doom on the printer in a playable version. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.